opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host again, once again, for this Saturday. It's July 13th, and we're here in the studio at KCNR Free Fire Radio, and we're streaming worldwide. You can go to KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Need more coffee. And we have Savannah, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great gal.
Hey, thank you.
There we go. So let's see. We have James O'Keefe on the show. He'll be coming on about quarter after. All our shows are podcasts and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. Any veterans events?
We do. Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center will be having an open house on July 18th and August 15th from 10 to 3. And the admission will be free on that day, and there will be refreshments available and American flags from kids from 5 to 12. Also, AMVET's Mojo Ladies Auxiliary 4 will be having our monthly meeting this Wednesday at Tobacco Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So if you're interested in helping us out doing stuff for the veterans, come on down and check us out or give me a call at 221-0101.
And Monday, Reading Tea Party meets at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview. They're having Linda live from the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union. She was on the show last week.
Yep.
Very nice lady, very astute.
A lot of information.
Good information. So she'll be there Monday night. I don't miss that. That's going to be a great thing. I think they're going to be talking about drones possibly.
Yes.
So that's a big subject these days, seeing as how we have a president who can now arm them and kill Americans on American soil without trial. What could go wrong?
Not a thing.
In light of this administration, what could go wrong? Okay, so my first quote is, meaning is what creates energy. And that's from Anthony Robbins. And my second quote is, I feel so miserable without you, it's almost like having you here. That was Stephen Bishop. Anyway,
okay.
Excuse me, moving right along. So let's see what I've got on the report front. One of the things that I got here is Ron Paul is going to be providing details on a new Ron Paul channel. So evidently Ron Paul, this comes from the economicpolicyjournal.com, is going to be having his own channel, and you can subscribe to it and so forth. I haven't got all the details. It just came on this morning. But that should be an interesting development. Maybe we'll actually get a channel that has some real news on it.
That would be nice for a change.
Yeah. Another report I have here is two more killings traced to missing Fast and Furious guns. This comes from FoxNews.com. Another weapon lost in Obama administration's failed Fast and Furious. I think it wasn't failed. I think it was successful in the fact that they weren't really trying to catch anybody. They were trying to pin, illegal gun sales on the local gun shops instead of actually, doing what they're supposed to be doing. So anyway, the included a fatal shooting of a police chief in Mexico. The officer was killed on January 29th in the city of, gosh, I don't know how to say that, Hostoyel Pioquio, when gunmen intercepted his cars, his patrol car, and opened fire. So anyway, you know, Fast and Furious is still going on, and not too many people are reporting it in the media.
It hasn't gone away yet, that's for sure.
No, it hasn't gone away yet. I have another, I have another story. This is, about chemtrails. There's a couple things on it. And, this comes from the, IntelliHub. And, that's IntelliHub.com. Exposed, secret presidential chemtrail budget uncovered. Congress exceeds billions to spray populace like roaches. Nice. Yeah, so this is the budget that Obama didn't want you to know about. This is a special report, and it's from Shepard Ambellis in Avalon at IntelliHub.com. Geoengineering is now defined as the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the planetary environment to counteract anthropogenic climate change. That's from the Royal Society, 2009. So that's something that you might want to go in and peruse a little
bit. So this is about, they had it in their budget about something that they said that wasn't true. That we were imagining geoengineering and the spraying,
you know,
in the skies.
That can never happen, again.
But it was in their secret budget.
Yeah, you know, what could go wrong? There's all kinds of reports here from different people on this, you know, and it just goes on and on and on and on. And the denial is starting to come to an end, I believe, because people are waking up and starting to realize we have a criminal government in place. And, you know, they're not really looking out for us. They're just kind of doing stuff. And, you know, one of the guys that's involved in this is John P. Holdren. He's the director of Office of Science and Technology Policy. And he just happens to be one of the president's czars, you know. So, yeah, White House czar. What could go wrong? Anyway, that's the other story. And let's see what else I have here on the unfiltered news here. Excuse me. we might talk to James O'Keefe about Snowden. There's a couple things on that. Let me go down through here. List of form. If you go to Unfiltered News or the www.realityzone.com, there's a list of 400 food companies that reject GMO ingredients. That might be something that you people are interested out there, knowing, you know, who's poisoning you and who's trying not to. And let's see.
Might be a little important.
That could be a problem. let's see. Man, I think there's so much going on here. I had a couple other ones that I'd pulled out. You know, this social media. Florida supporters of Trayvon Martin are using social media sites to organize nationwide riots and issue threats of murder if George Zimmerman is not found guilty. Now, that's really the rule of law. You know, that's how it works. So if he's found not guilty, you're going to riot and ask, you know, and issue threats of murder. That shows you what kind of people that you're dealing with here down there. And, you know, the fact that the CRS with Eric Holder has been involved in the race baiters.
Yeah, did they use some money to help these people there?
It wasn't a lot. It was like $5,000. But, you know, $5,000 to help support riots and who knows what they paid Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and that whole race baiting crowd and crew of guys. So there's that. And that's so we're going to find out what the verdict is on that here pretty soon. I think we're getting close to, that's about all I got. We'll be having James O'Keefe on right after the break. And then we'll be talking about him and his new book and Veritas Project and all of that stuff. So
this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
Bot here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Ensemble Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, Director for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. If you're a post 9/11 veteran who served active duty, National Guard, or Reserve, I want you to know that Homeward Bound is here for you. Homeward Bound offers a variety of local services for you and your family, such as family counseling, emergency services, job search, vehicle assistance, just to name a few. And we offer a place of solidarity for you and your family. Our offices are co-located at 3711 Meadowview Drive, Suite 100, with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, which honors our veterans from the Revolutionary War to Afghanistan. The hours we are open are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information or services, or if you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound, please call 378-8046. That's 378-8046.
This is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane Society. The heat is upon us, and I wanted to remind everyone of how hot it can get in a car or the back of a pickup for our pets. If you see any unattended animals in cars in the heat, please call Haven Humane Animal Regulations at 241-2550 so we can help.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, and we're shaking it up. I believe that we have Mr. O'Keefe on the line. Are you there? No? No, we haven't got him yet? Oh, we're still working on that. Anyway, I'll give you a little backdrop here. James O'Keefe, he was born in 84, so that makes him 29 years old. He's from New Jersey. He, went to Rutgers, and I was looking at this Wikipedia site, and I swear, I'm not sure who writes all these things and who gets in there, but James might want to look at his Wikipedia, because it's pretty negative, as far as whoever wrote it, talking about, Acorn and, how it was never proved that they did anything wrong, and really, it's like Acorn, no, they didn't do anything wrong. That's why they had to change their name before they got prosecuted. And the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, released a report saying that they were, found that they had managed the federal funds appropriately. It's like, really? Unbelievable. So, the latest thing that we have from Mr. O'Keefe is he's got a new book coming out, and it's called Breakthrough. And it's our guerrilla war to expose fraud and save democracy. So, that's, something we can talk about as well. And then the latest, also that I see that he is, he's been involved in this Obama phones for, drugs. And so I want to kind of talk about that a little bit too. So I'm not sure if we've got him yet here or not. We're still working on it. So I guess I'll do the soft shoe. We had him on the line and then something happened here. So, he's been involved in that. There was a whistleblower group, his group's called the, Project Veritas. They had a video that played, it was about a month ago where they had a guy standing up in front of the window getting his free cell phone and He was undercover, and the guy says, "Hey, I can have this. This is a free cell phone. Hey, man, can I take and sell this and buy heroin with it?" And the guy behind the counter that's giving him the free cell phone goes, "Hey, I don't judge.
Sure, not a problem.
Hey, why should I judge anybody? I'm giving away free government cell phones that are costing the taxpayers, and if you want to, you know, take it out and sell it and buy heroin." Hey, what the heck? Who am I to say that that's wrong? I mean, but that's the mentality you've got going on in government is that, you know, they don't really care about spending the taxpayers' money and they don't really care. A lot of them. I mean, look at the IRS, scandal with NSA or, not NSA, but the, Tea Parties and so forth. Look at the scandal there on, you know, they target the conservative groups and then they take the fifth. Now what kind of deal is that? You're working for the government, you're on the salary of the tax payers, and you decide that you won't testify against yourself because it might incriminate you, but you tell everybody that you didn't do anything wrong. That's kind of what we've got here in government these days. It seems like, you know, they think that they're above the law, you know, that it doesn't apply to them. And, you know, with this administration, they reward their friends and they punish their enemies. And that's that seems to be the way of it. So. We're still having trouble getting our guest on the line, huh? Okay, so I'm tap dancing now. Let me see if I can cover something else on the news here. Good thing I have a couple stories already pulled up here. Something else came this week that came through was U.S. Department of Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano was resigning her post to become head of the University of California System of Colleges. Now that's good. Here we've got this person who hasn't protected the borders, hasn't done anything. And, you know, except, cause more problems, it seems to me. And, now she's going to teach our kids or be the head of the university system that teaches our kids. No Marxist, philosophy going on there. That won't be a problem. So, you know, they're starting to, you know, she resigned. Also, one of the head of the Federal Reserve Banks, resigned this last week as well, which is, kind of interesting as, too, because it seems like, you know, there's, you know, it's getting worse and worse, it seems like to me out there. So, maybe these guys are starting to jump ship. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but, it's getting to the point where you can't cover the economy up here pretty soon. There was a story I was going to talk with James O'Keefe on as far as, inflation story. And, I'm going to see if I can pull it up here, but, have we got him yet? You guys are killing me here.
We're trying a different number. There's something with the phone line or something.
Something's going on with the phone line, but you already talked to him, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're having some technical difficulties here as far as getting our guest on the line. So I'm tap dancing a little bit here just because I need to. I was going to pull up this story about this inflation that's going on. That it was really a good story, and actually had been seen that O'Keefe had actually looked at the story on Facebook, and I was going over that and at that point as well. So where are we at here?
We're waiting. Hopefully, we'll have it here in a little bit.
Good grief. Okay, so anyway, I'll go through some of the headlines on the economic front here. excuse me. It looks like they're pulling the gold, and they've had a run on the gold and silver at the COMEX and the London bullion market. It's really been going down as far as the amounts. Maybe that's our guest right there. All right, very good. If it can go wrong, it will.
Sometimes, but we got it all fixed now.
Okay, very good. So I believe we have Mr. James O'Keefe on the line.
Hello, yes. I'm sorry I'm late. Good to be with you.
That's good, all right. Good morning. Good morning.
I was just tap dancing here. Anyway, I was just, I just introduced everybody to your background and, you know, from New Jersey and so forth. Have you ever read your Wikipedia bio at all?
I try not to. I try not to. That seems to be edited and controlled by interested parties who are opposed to my efforts.
Yeah, I was looking at that. I pulled it up this morning.
I mean, I know people have told me they've tried to make changes, but the page is locked. They can't seem to change the things about me, and they just make me out to be this liar and this terrible human being. But, you know, that's unfortunately the information age we live in. Google and Wikipedia are just very nasty towards what I do.
Yeah, pretty much towards any conservative effort, it seems like. I was going to go in and try to change something, so just to see if you could, but evidently that's
you should try.
I
mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of incorrect information on there. I mean, it's what they omit. It's what they don't put up there that really puts everything into the context. Yeah, that's what we face.
Yeah, it's funny because, it says the GAO found Acorn and had managed its federal funds appropriately. Really?
Yeah, of course. They're going to say that the whole investigation was a scam. And you know, if we had done an investigation into the National Rifle Association or Halliburton, I'm sure I'd be considered a hero to everyone.
Yeah.
But because of the nature of the targets we go after, the Leviathan, you know, that's what this book Breakthrough is all about. It talks about trying to subvert a complacent media and avoid, you know, harrowing legal challenges from the government.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about the book a little bit. I just now seen that you were coming out with it, and that's what the book is about, I guess, is the media, huh? And that's interesting because I've been saying for years that the media is bought off by the big banks. I mean, directly or indirectly. I mean, because, you know, they are so slanted one way. It's just, you know, you can't do that by accident.
Yeah, I mean, that's what this book Breakthrough is about, the David versus Goliath asymmetrical struggle that we've had to face. It's not enough to just put the information out, but you have to do it in a very careful way. And it's a price you have to pay in order to get the truth out there. And journalists today, you have to be an independent-minded journalist. You have to leave the reservation, go out into the wilderness, as they say, and branch out on your own to do the type of real investigative reporting that is required of you. You can't do it for a major news corporation because they don't allow it. They don't want you to shake up the apple cart. They don't want you to investigate organizations like the ones we've investigated because, you know, we've made a real difference at Project Veritas. We've changed, laws have been changed based on our journalism. Just this week, the FCC is now putting pressure on these phone companies which give out free phones. They're known as Obama phones.
Right.
They're putting pressure on these companies because we exposed the phones being sold for drugs and sold for handbags and spending cash.
Yeah, we were just talking about that before we got you on there. But, you know, I've been a real big fan of yours, James, for quite some time. You know, I follow just about all your videos that you've done. You know, the Goombas with the union and all those guys. but the video that just came out, like you were talking about with the free cell phones, the guys in the window saying, hey, yeah, I mean, I guess you guys were the guys that were pretending to be the drug addicts or whatever. I don't know how that was working, but, cause, you know, we're seeing it from one side of the camera. You know, can I sell this, for heroin? And that'd be okay. And the guy that's giving the cell phones out, well, I don't judge people. It's like,
it's okay to sell them for heroin. You know, there's so many, I mean, this is like 0.0001% of the employees that we get, and 90% of them are telling us to engage in fraud. So using basic mathematics, we can conclude that the vast majority of these employees are engaging in fraud. And we have to expose them. We have to show people what's going on. And, you know, I was on the radio, another radio station recently, and someone said to me, James, so what if they're engaging in fraud? They're good people. They're good. They have a good mission. They're trying to do good. And this is the problem with today's media. The journalists and the government don't want things investigated because their intentions are good. And I don't accept that premise. I think we need to expose all these things, and people decide once they see it whether or not they want to support these types of programs.
Well, you know, that always reminds me of the saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I mean, some of these people actually might have good intentions, but that doesn't make it right at all. And what is going to be the end result here of their good intentions is you could see it all around you. I mean, we're headed down, and the whole country is going down the tube here, you know, with this inference that giving away phones or money or, you know, whatever it is going to help the country, and it actually hurts it.
That's right. It hurts us terribly. And this is, you know, but you mentioned that the labor union project. That was my favorite video, by the way, the one where we
that was
so
a great,
this earth
a great
supply
one.
Renewal and said we wanted to dig ditches and fill them back in again. And the guys looked like something out of The Sopranos.
That's what I'm talking about. It's like The Godfather. It's like, you know, we dig the holes, we fill them in. You know,
yeah, everybody. You just want to get the money, and after you get the money, you figure out what to do with the cash money afterwards. And I just can't make this up. Did no one in the American media want to cover that story? And just like Al Pacino in the movie The Insider, it's not that they didn't cover it because it was false. They didn't cover it because it was true. And the truer it gets, the worse it gets for the moneyed interest, the powered interest, the power brokers. And I just think, I can't reiterate enough, this book Breakthrough is about an independent, it's an independent effort. And when you're independent, you don't have the protections of the First Amendment because our Justice Department is politicizing the First Amendment and deciding, as Senator Durbin has put it, who's a reporter and who's not. So you have to survive this unbelievable assault on your rights, on your freedoms, on your character with defamation. In fact, this is your audience will get a kick out of this. I've actually sued journalists for defamation and gotten settlements. They've actually given me money, and I've used that money to fund more investigations.
Awesome.
So it's just a crazy story and something that reads more like a thriller, a real, true nonfiction thriller than your typical political book.
Okay, James, unfortunately, we have to go to a break right now. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
The Third Amendment prevents the quartering of soldiers in your home without consent. The Fourth Amendment prevents unreasonable search and seizure. This week, Stephen Greenhut of the Franklin Center and Linda Lai of the ACLU join us to discuss the erosion of our Third and Fourth Amendment rights and the militarization of our police force. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Here's some energy knowledge from Reading Electric Utility, REU. When energy is consumed is just as important as how much energy you consume. That is why REU is investing in thermal energy storage ice bears. REU is installing ice bears on commercial buildings throughout our community. These units store energy at night and then use their stored energy during the peak of the summer afternoon. For more information about REU's ice bear program, visit us at reupower.com or call 339-7300. REU, together we can save energy.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
That's perfect. Yeah, all the vampires walking through the valley. Boy, isn't that truth? You know, James, I was just Googling you, on the computer here, and I pulled up a Meteor Matters headline on this union scandal that we were talking about. And the headline is that you failed to find a scandal, Union in Public Works Edition. This is, it's like, if anybody has watched that video, it's a great video, by the way, because they're sitting there talking about how, you know, they got the politicians in their pocket and their job that they're getting the money for is to dig holes and fill them back in. No scandal there.
Yeah, I mean, it's always the anti. I call them in the book Breakthrough. I call these people anti-journalists. The anti-journalists are the sort of moneyed interests that seek to kill stories in the womb that don't fit their ideological agenda. And oh man, we have so many of these anti-journalists, from Politico to Media Matters, which is a millions of dollars funded by George Soros. We have, you know, Huffington Post, Talking Points, Memo, and countless others. They try to stop our stories from having an effect, and they try to obfuscate issues. And the good news is, the really good news is that they don't work. I mean, we continue to make a difference because anyone with common sense, I'm talking about people who are not in Washington D.C. and who are not funding these outlets. Anybody in the country knows that this is ridiculous. So, you know, that was one of my favorite videos. Another one, you're in California. Up there in Sacramento, we did a video where there was a homeless bill of rights. Have you heard about this? The homeless bill of rights in California?
I think I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with the story.
So there's this bill of rights in the assembly where homeless people are allowed to establish domicile on a sidewalk. They can basically.
Oh yeah, I did hear about this.
And then there were one of the drafts of the bill, they said they could actually, you know, urinate on the sidewalk and everything. So we decided to put this to the test. We went to the homes of the assemblymen who sponsored the bill. This is on projectveritas.com. And we actually posed as homeless people, and of course he called the cops.
Yeah, you guys were standing around out there looking pretty scrubby and and it's like, hey, wait a minute, you guys can't stick around here. What's wrong with here?
Yeah, he called the security came. And this is sort of what we do at Project Veritas. We put people in situations where they're forced, we test their mettle. We expose their hypocrisy. In another case, we went to the homes of the journalists who printed the names of law-abiding gun owners in Westchester, New York. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one too, yeah.
We went to their homes and said, hey, would you put a sign on your lawn saying this home is proudly gun-free? Because they were in support of gun-free zones. Would they publish their own houses being? Of course they would not do that. Because that's ridiculous. No one would ever announce to the world that you're unarmed, right?
Well, and as a bonus, you should give them another sign that says "Rob me."
Yeah, well, but if you're on the left and you believe in gun-free zones, then you know you have to not be a hypocrite with the sign.
Right.
So we do these videos where, you know, in fact, that one people actually. I had a Washington Post reporter actually tell me, hey, it was kind of fun to watch these journalists get caught in a pickle. So, you know, sometimes people like them, sometimes they don't, but usually if they don't, it's for ideological reasons.
Why do you think the journalists are so left-leaning, other than we know that it's a money-eyed thing, you know, a moneyed interest and all that, but don't you think that somebody would have some integrity along the way somewhere? And I mean, how could you just report lies after lies after lies and live with yourself? I don't understand it, I guess.
It's a lot of these reporters, one of them confided in me. In this book, Breakthrough, I talk about the whole rationale here. But one of the things that they do is they look at everything through a lens of, as they call it, racial justice. So these programs like Obama Phones or, you know, Planned Parenthood or, I suppose that's not as much racial justice, but ACORN.
Social justice.
Entitlement programs. It's all about, in their minds, helping poor people and helping minority people. And that's what the program sets out to do. If you investigate these programs, you are a racist. And this is the soup that they swim in. In fact, the Washington Post had a front page story when I came on the scene saying, oh, I'm motivated by racist motives. I had never seen anything like it before. I'm kind of an outsider looking in. I'm a citizen who got involved in all this stuff. And I don't look through the looking glass the way they do. but they believe in this sort of sense of racial justice, and they don't want to touch any of these organizations. And it's very, it can be very, very much a deterrent for people who want to get involved because no one wants to be called a racist.
Right. You know, and then the other thing is that one of our guys on the chat room was talking about as a suggestion that you do an investigation on the post office where corruption is silent by the threat of their jobs. And I think that goes across the board, too, inside the government. Is they're afraid that they'll lose their jobs if they speak out or whistleblow? I mean, you know, that's a good segue into Snowden. I mean, look at this guy. You know, he tells the American people that they're all being watched through the NSA. And all of a sudden, every media outlet comes out with this guy's a traitor. We need to hang him, you know. And I'm thinking the guy's a hero.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, there's such little protections for whistleblowers, and I think that you're right. You know, the mainstream publications, for whatever reason, they don't allow their reporters and they don't really support the idea of shaking things up. You know, this guy Michael Hastings, the guy who recently died. For Rolling Stone.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. He's a buddy of Matt Tabby.
He worked for Newsweek before he went to Rolling Stone. And here's an interview, and I think he had kind of an awakening. I think Hastings had a little bit of an awakening before he died. I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything, but let's just state the facts. He had an awakening. Before he died, he was giving interviews with, some people saying, look, I can't even do anything at Newsweek. I can't, the editors would push my stuff to the back of the article. They would water down my stories. I couldn't focus on what I wanted to focus on. He had to branch out. He had to leave his high-paying job.
And then
worked for Rolling Stone.
I was going to say, and one of the things that he said, you know, that I read an article on, was he called his girlfriend right before that and said he had one of the biggest stories. It was like, you know, going to make him, or you know, it's going to be the big thing he ever came across. And now the guy, his car crashes and burns, and he's not known for drinking or driving fast or any of this stuff.
Yeah, and you know, we can speculate about that, but I think that what he went through in terms of his awakening, you have to go through a little bit of cognitive dissonance because, you know, the media creates this left-right dynamic, and I think there's some truth to the politics, but I think mostly it's just the fact that they don't want you to shake up the pot. They don't want you to stir the pot.
Right.
And I've seen it in everything that I do. I'm releasing a video next week involving a United States attorney who I confronted for comment on his corruption issues, and he, like, assaulted me. He just blew up and screamed and threw something at me, which is technically an assault. These people are so drunk with power, they think they can get away with anything. And because there's no one who dares challenge them.
Yeah, there's no check or balance. They're all on the same team, it seems like. And they keep, as long as they keep us divided on all these issues, that's the deal.
He called, this is a confrontation, I'll release this video soon, but he called the local sheriff, local cops, and he threw an object at me. You'll see this video soon. And I'm thinking, okay, that is technically against the law, what he just did.
Sure.
And these police officers were trying to protect him. And I'm sure the media, local media, would try to protect him too. So this is a very tragic conversation we're having, but the hopeful part is that we have been able to make a difference.
Right.
We have survived these things. We have found a way, and through a high stakes game of chess, to make an impact, and that's what this book, Breakthrough, it teaches you how to do.
Well, I gotta get it because, you know, we're kind of on the same page here. You know, I don't do the kind of journalism that you're doing and my hat's off to you, but we've run into the same type of thing on the radio. We're just trying to get the truth out there. That's our total focus is to report the stuff that the media won't touch. And for whatever reason, they black it out. I mean, you can cite example after example of either, you know, omission or twisting the facts to their, you know, whatever political ends, they're trying to achieve.
Exactly. And we released a full raw video at Project Veritas. They don't release the full anything. They don't release the full transcript. They don't show you the full material. They don't trust you with the full raw material. They want to spin things and obfuscate and mince words and to create an illusion and then shove it down your throat. I want to show you cinema verite, veritas, Latin for truth. I want to show you the reality of things by filming them. And showing you what happens in the poll locations, what happens when you confront these hypocrites. That's what I want to do. And it's amazing that I have enemies. I don't think I should have adversaries. I think we should all be on the same team.
Well, you know, they say if you don't have enemies, then you probably have never taken a stance on anything.
Yeah, although in this case, I support people on the, I support whistleblowers of all stripes. I supported the guy, the guy who bugged Mitch McConnell. I said, I thought he crossed the line, but I don't think he should go to jail for 5 years. I supported the guy who, you know, Glenn Greenwald, who reported on Snowden. I can't believe David Gregory is accusing him of aiding and abetting his source. That's absurd. You're a criminal for reporting with your source. But they, and I don't understand why people on the left want to shut me down. It is not criticism. It is not political. It is pure censorship. To want to silence a voice. There is always, we need more voices. We need more exposure. We need more information. We don't want less information.
Boy, I agree.
All right. With that, unfortunately, we have to go to another break. If you want to call in here, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come home.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio. Yeah, I'd like to go back to where we were like 50 years ago, where we actually had some reporting, some morals, and a few things going on out there. We've been kind of dumbed down to be, you know, government, indoctrination. But going back, I have to ask you, James, I was thinking back to the video with the acorn, and you guys, you had your gal with you, and you dressed up as a pimp. And I mean, other than your safety, that's got to be kind of fun, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like, we had our own little mini posse and we were kind of going around the country and we never imagined it would turn out the way it did. This book kind of takes you on a journey through the whole process. And, you know, I was very broke and I had to borrow my sister's car because I didn't own a car. And, it's just an incredible story. Only a madman would have predicted that a 25-year-old posing as a pimp and a 20-year-old girl posing as a hooker would take down a notoriously corrupt organization in a week by posting videos on YouTube. Only a madman would have predicted that, especially considering that the Republican Oversight Committee and the Inspector General seemed to not be able to do the job.
How did you come up with the idea? What sparked you to get it going? I mean, how do you think of doing something like that?
I guess I'm just a very creative person. I have been doing this since college. This book, Breakthrough, talks about the formulation of my methodologies, where we put people in situations where we intend to shock them. Oftentimes they ingratiate themselves to our ridiculous scenarios, and I had done these videos on Planned Parenthood with Lila Rose, and I got sent a Facebook message by a stranger who named Hannah Giles, who wanted to do something like what I've done into Acorn, and I met with her and we did it. Two total strangers meeting each other, doing this video together, and the rest is history.
You know, it sounds to me like, from what I'm hearing, reading between the lines a little bit, maybe at some point in time you could put out a best of YouTube deal of all your videos going back into college, because it sounds to me like you might have had some fun in your college days with this methodology.
Yeah, one of the first videos we did is we wanted to challenge the campus political correctness orthodoxy. They were dealing with censorship at Rutgers, where I was a student, and one of the things that they did was they would not allow people to say certain things because it offended, it hurt their feelings. So we decided to put this to the test. What if we tried to apply this logic to something like Lucky Charms breakfast cereal? We went into the dining hall with a box of Lucky Charms, and we said, we would like to have this removed because it's racist against Irish people. You know, little leprechaun. I don't look like a little leprechaun. I'm not lucky. My great, 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 great grandfather died in the Irish potato famine. I'm not lucky. And they removed Lucky Charms.
That's great. There's so many
more videos where this came from. I could talk for an hour, but we did so many videos like this, and there really was nothing that they could say. And what are they going to say? They could say, in other words, they have to take me seriously.
Yeah. Right?
Because if they don't take me seriously,
they're a racist.
Then they're racist.
Yep.
So isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I think you should actually consider putting together a best of, because it sounds to me like that would be something you could really market, because, you know, not just for the political blowback that needs to happen, but also for the comedy relief, because I mean, I'm Irish as well. I mean, and I mean, I can just see, going into a school and telling them, hey, you better, you know, the Lucky Charms, I'm offended.
Oh, well, what about Fruit Loops? You know, you go in there and you say you're gay, and the Fruit Loops maybe fruity, but you don't have a loopy issue in your head. You could shut down the whole place. I mean, think about it. You could shut down the whole university. You could shut down the whole place, come to a standstill. They have these forms you fill out at Rutgers where you have to, you know, if your self-esteem feels violated. We just fill out thousands of forms. You know, and it's like the whole, what's that thing called where you shut down the system by overwhelming it
sounds like Saul Alinsky than the Cloward Piven thing. Yeah,
it's sort of Alinsky. There's another individual.
Cloward and Piven.
Cloward Piven. Piven. Right. So we were taking the Cloward Piven strategies, and we were using against the Alinskyites. It was just truly something to behold.
Yeah, it makes you want to wonder. You've got, you know, how many boxes of how many boxes of cereal out there are racist? You know, I mean, where could you go with that?
Cocoa Pebbles and all these things. You could just make fun of all of these things. And we've done it successfully. I mean, so going to Acorn as a pimp or a prostitute, and these are supposed to help people down on their luck. So if they don't help us, we say, now, you're supposed to help people. We're trying to make a better life. And they did. They really tried to help us. And even though we were doing illegal things, underage hookers.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, we gotta get housing for you to import those hookers from Haiti, because, you know, they gotta have a place to stay while you're pimping
because
them.
We need your vote. No, will you sign up with Acorn? It's all about, you know, a lot of it's about getting votes, buying votes, and And again, we put them in a situation, just like the Glauer-Bibin thing or the Alinsky tactics, where you're making them live up to their own book of rules.
Well, and like you say, that's a classic example of the road is paved, you know, the hell is paved with good intentions. Because, yeah, that sounds really good. You want to put housing for these young girls that are coming out of Haiti or Venezuela or wherever they're coming from. And, you got to have housing. But the real deal is you're setting up a house of ill repute. And,
that's right.
You know, and they're going to fund that under the auspice of doing some kind of a good for the community. I mean, how stupid is that?
Hey, James, we have a caller on the line. Lynn, are you there?
Uh-oh. Did we
lose
him?
Hello.
Hello.
There we go.
Hey, Lynn? James.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you guys
hello?
Hear?
Hello.
Can you guys hear
can
each
you
other?
Hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
can
you
hear
just
me?
Fine.
Okay,
hello?
Good.
Hello.
I think we can't hear the one caller. I can hear James. I can hear Lynn.
Yep.
So maybe Lynn, ask the question and I'll relate it to James until we can patch you in here or something. I'm not sure what's going on.
Okay. I actually have two questions for James. The first one is I wanted to ask him if he was familiar with a new verb in the lexicon called Breitbart, as in, Mr. Hastings was Breitbarted. And, the second one was if he thinks the corruption has gotten so far that we can't recover from it, if it's just too deep.
Did you hear the questions, James?
I heard it. Yeah, good questions. Let me first address the whole Breitbart issue. I can't speak. I wasn't there, so I can't tell you exactly. But I knew Breitbart very well. This book, Breakthrough, talks about intimately, an intimate portrait of the man that no one has ever seen before. I met him. I've seen his strategy. I've seen him in action. He was a genius. He was a harder worker than anyone I've ever met. Mm-hmm. He never slept, and I don't think he took care of himself. And I don't know what happened, but I don't necessarily jump to the conclusion that he was murdered. And I think that his closest associates will tell you the same thing. Now, granted, I wasn't there, I don't know, but I would say that I would be careful about jumping to a conclusion with that. The second thing about, what was the second question? I forgot the other issue.
It's the corruption.
About the corruption, the extent of the corruption, if it's so deep that we really aren't going to be able to recover from
it. Yeah, I mean, this is a question I get asked a lot. You know, people direct a lot of their hopelessness towards me. They sort of don't. I mean, maybe they do, but I feel like I wish that you would direct this outrage and people at their elected representatives who are the ones who are not doing anything about the problem. But let me address it. I think things are not going to change unless people make extraordinary sacrifices. So people say, well, is there any way we can turn this ship around? Is there any way we can stop from the inevitable end of our republic? And I say, yes, there is a way. But it's going to require enormous sacrifice from ordinary Americans. Enormous sacrifice. And I don't know if people right now are willing to pay that price. I'm on a book tour right now, and I'm actually coming to California next week, from Sacramento, actually.
Wow, we should try to get you up to the tea party.
I'm speaking to these groups, and every time I speak in one of these groups, I get the same thing, that the people are so afraid, they're so scared of their government. They're so afraid, they're unable to even post something to Facebook. They're so afraid of being audited by the Internal Revenue Service. They're so afraid. And our country is not going to change if you continue to be so afraid. This book is about people who, in their 20s, gave up everything. They went to jail. They were incarcerated. They were audited. They were harassed by federal agents. Their families were harassed. And they made a difference. It's a price you must pay. It's a price worth paying. But don't think this country is going to turn around unless ordinary people are going to do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we should call this No Fear Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's really true. We need to get in there and start doing stuff. I mean, that's really what it's all about. Have you got anything else there, Lynn?
No, that's it. Thank you so much, James. I'm a big fan of your work. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also noticed that you post a lot of stuff on Facebook because we got you Facebooked, James, on the Veritas Project. And we should mention that because we're running out of time. We got, two minutes. But, you know, you post a lot of stuff on goldandsilver.com, interview or the website and the articles there. And I'm really a big fan of that as well. So that's another thing that we have in common. And, you know, about the collapse of the currencies and whatever's happening as far as the Fed.
I post something on goldandsilver.com on Project Veritas?
It seems like you post the same articles as goldsilver.com does constantly from Project Veritas. So you must be reading the same material.
I don't know if I do. I don't. We usually only post things that are related to our investigations.
Interesting.
Haven't done anything on that topic, but.
We'll have to talk about that some more. Maybe we can get you back again, James, when we have more time, when we don't blow our first 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that would be great.
But we're out of time.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much for letting us interview you, and we look forward to having you back in the future.
Can't wait to be on again.
All right. Thanks,
all right.
James.
Thank you.
I think we are completely out of time, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
I can't even get my last two quotes in, so we'll just wait, save it for next week.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
You're listening to KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. It's a lunch break for jurors at the George Zimmerman trial. So far, not a peep out of them from today.
Day two of jury deliberations in the trial of George Zimmerman, the neighborhood watch captain charged with second-degree murder for shooting 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Prosecutors say Zimmerman incorrectly profiled the teen as a suspicious character after a rash of burglaries in his neighborhood and shot him out of spite. But Zimmerman's lawyers say their client fired in self-defense while he was under attack. Small groups of protesters have gathered outside the courthouse. So far, demonstrations both for and against Zimmerman have been peaceful. In Sanford, Florida, Jonathan Seri, Fox News Radio.
Texas Governor Rick Perry says he'll sign a bill passed by the state legislature last night banning abortions after 20 weeks and limiting where they can be performed. A Democratic filibuster and protests in the gallery delayed a vote 3 weeks ago, and opponents now say they'll fight in the courts and try to vote out lawmakers who passed it. Janet Napolitano.